the next record is Yellow, and it's not in the collection of neither the library or me, so it has to be played through the fast listening medium of a cell phone. It's by a composer called Robert Ashley, also from America, actually. I think it's from, I could have prepared better, but I think the listening is kind of the opposite of preparation. So I convinced myself this last night as I was about to go to bed. So I think it's from 74, 75, 76 or something like that. It is, this guy, Robert Ashley, he composed music that featured the human voice a lot. He also went on to do stuff he called like television operas, which was like experimental music operas for TV. A really interesting character. In this piece, it's called The Park, from a record called Private Parts, it's called. It is, you have also several layers to music. There is an accompaniment consisting of a tabla, the Indian drum, drums in plural, and there's also synthesizers and piano played by Blue Jim Tierney, which is a really cool name, much easier to remember than the tabla player. The story actually is that the tabla dude or girl actually disliked the music so much that he or she referred to be named with both names, so it's only like the first name.
Okay.
And there's also Robert Ashley speaking on top of this. I like to think of that music when I listen to it as some sort of less like a song or a piece, and more sort of like a world or a theater stage or something that you can sort of maneuver around while listening. You can focus on the words, the rhythms, the harmonies, or the timbre, the way the sounds feel. Mm-hmm. You can sort of slide in and out through the various layers of this music. When I put together this these listening examples or exercises or whatever, I was thinking about layers a lot, because I think one of the things that music technology allows is the use of layering, that you can make something that is more complex and more deep in a way by using recording technology to create some sort of world, I guess, by not placing microphones further away or closer to instruments, by using the stereo field, like the difference between the left and right, like the Velvet Underground did, where they had one thing in that channel and something completely different in that. So I like to think of this music as sort of opening a door to a room and peeking inside, maybe going in, hanging out with a tabla player, then hanging out with a guy who talks a lot, or maybe some lounge pianist. So the piece is not extremely short, but it's also not extremely long. It's right between extremely short and extremely long, at 21 to 44. So another layer might be stopping to listen, starting to think, or stopping to think and starting to listen. Maybe check your email. Don't check your email. Yeah, so this is The Park by Robert Ashley.
He took himself seriously. Motel rooms had lost their punch for him. He opened all his bags, there were two, and inside those two, there were two more. It's not an easy situation. But there was something like abandon in the air. There was something like the feeling of the idea of silk scarves in the air. There was a kind of madness to it, the kind we read about in magazines. One of the bags contained a bottle of liquor, a sure sign of thoughtfulness about who one might have been. He poured himself a small drink in a fluted plastic glass sans ice. He thought to himself, if I were from the big town, I would be calm and debonair. The big town doesn't send its riffraff out. He sat on the bed, both feet on the floor. He studied the ashtray and tried to rule out preference, preferring over not preferring. But he preferred gravity over whatever state, preferring in that case Earth, the Earth as they say, preferring some state over non-state. Now he grips himself with determination, even knowing that it causes sadness. He is determined to be what? He is determined to be serious. He had determined once to be serious. Later he knew that he had made a mistake, but too late he had arrived and there were rooms and all rooms were not the same. Some better than others, he thought. A better view, a better layout, better shower, softer bed. Not so far from noise, more like home, etc., etc., very abstract. He lifted the telephone from its cradle. His determination got stronger, if not clearer, even as he faded in its force. Were it not for our momentum, the inertia of our actions, the constant inspiration of our habits, we could not continue. The will is almost nothing, he thought to himself. At the sound of the first ring, he hung up. He pushed down the button and listened to the silence of the object in his hand, and then he hung up. Very dramatic. The phone rang immediately. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He brings this cloud of conditions with him. He is at the center of a ball of hot stuff that we haven't put our minds to yet. And sitting on the bed in the motel room is no different. Somewhere in another room in range, somebody got it and phoned him. It happens all the time. Restlessness in that range. He sat and thought about obedience. He had resolved that of the two kinds, the kind that takes every message of order, rule, law, as error, that everybody who passes along these messages, that loathes the buildings, that contradicts the inner voice, that resists in short was his, and that the other kind, how could it be? He wasn't happy with the world. He worked with the forwardness and the backwardness. He worked with what things are ahead of us and with what things are behind us. I guess the other kind would be to work with things that are alongside the attachments. Obedience was impossible for him. At the same time, he was cooperative and indeed solicitous. No one in the world would have mistaken him for a real person. Obedience, etc. The other kind works with the things that are available alongside us, the attachments. At the same time, he was cooperative. The numbers on the telephone, the parts of the book, the notes of the scale, they are the same, are they not? They come from the sameness of the idea of the outsideness, not the alongside the outsideness, the differentness. It was a problem being cooperative and at the same time refusing obedience and carrying the load of the idea of differentness. He wants. He handles himself in the morning. It's just like for every other man. The fantasy is the distance, the reluctance, the reticence, the otherness. The fantasy is the uncleanness. So getting up gets to be a problem for a sensitive person like him. The problem is to run that gauntlet again. Remove problem. Remove gauntlet. Remove harm. Remove is to. Remove thumb. Remove that. Leave this. Make this whatever. He lights the motel room with a slightly blue body light. When he is alone, he forgets sometimes to walk. He just moves. Sometimes they touch, sometimes they don't, and everything in between. As sometimes he forgets to combine talk with thinking, and just thinks, or just talks. Especially, I think, it happens in those rooms. Who knows why? The way it disconnects from what's just outside is predictable, is it not so? It never stops being a mystery. We have talked about it. When he says hello, you hear a long whining sound, which is his voice and the hello. It is as different from whatever, the way one might remember, as a sound a cat would make. He is not unusual in this, I think. He is absolutely uninhabitable. A thankless star. Remove star. Remove thankless. Remove A. Replace with. He has a special way of speaking, but it seems only to make him more like other men. This is one place, and here every kid is armed. So where are you going? Huh? Only sometimes we don't see the guns. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The town and all with references to down up. Down from Des Moines, up from somewhere. Missed by chance, didn't even see it. Thought it was a threat to house and home. Why'd you come up to the big town? No thanks. Looking back. Didn't get the up and down part. How could I have missed it? Get a grip on yourself, he said. Working against time was another thing, he said. service courtesy of the company. This is a record. I am sitting on a bench next to myself. Inside of me, the words form. Come down out of the tree and fight like a man. Two G's and A's. This is not a record. This is a story. I want to say something about myself. I am not sitting on a bench next to myself, whatever that means. I am a city of habits. I am completely knowable in every way. I recognize superstition in every form. The anger of the words makes me in the dream of myself. I imagine there are two men on the bench. The exchange between them will not be seen. They will not put it forth to be seen. And if I make something of the situation to show a difference between the two men, the difference will distract the true onlooker. But the film fogs, you know. One G involves. And add a dish of prunes if they are in season. The men are in the park in the small Midwestern town. That is, the bench is in the park. We know from what is best that the men are on the bench. They are old by doctor's standards. The park graces the courthouse of the county. The courthouse has about it the simple air of failure. An abandoned outpost. The park has sidewalks, fences, trees, grass, and a statue of a man and a horse at war. We're ready for war. They are alone with their injunctions. The sculptor has made the horse look stupid. The man's jaw is firm. The time is late morning and early summer. The sun shines. In this scene, there are two shots. The park and all its details, frozen, broken on the right edge, sometimes up to two-thirds across the frame by the body of a person, very close, blurred, moving almost rhythmically. We have just begun and already we are stuck, working against time, as they say. The camera is obsessed with what it sees, the park, the ragged edge. Nothing moves, except the edge. The edge moves. It's as if there is no other place. His mind races. One G in fogs. Two G's in eggs. When the two men spoke, they spoke about permanence and impermanence. They noted that there were certain things which were impermanent and other things to which the term impermanence did not apply. Thus they came to make a great division between that which is impermanent and that which is permanent. Everything in this transitory category turned out to be the particulars of our existence, and these were divided into physical, mental, and others which were neither physical nor mental. Among those particulars which were neither physical nor mental. They listed attainment, aging, and coincidence. On the permanent side of this great division of reality was a notion they referred to as space. And by that term, they meant neither conceptual space nor space as given by our senses. They meant connections. They decided that such space is irreducible and not transitory, and that it exists as long as one is alive. They wondered, naturally, what becomes of it. This impasse is no help at all. Consider his situation. For instance, he is expected to be positive and helpful about breakfast. In the order of things, it is more important that she know about the brooms than that the shot should change. And what about the problems we have seen in him? He is still sitting on the bed, both feet on the floor. The small drink in the fluted plastic glass sand's ice is hardly touched. The phone has just stopped ringing. In his mind, the two men are frozen on the bench. The horse looks stupid. The warrior's jaw is firm. Incredibly slowly, our view begins to slide. His idea is that death always takes one by surprise. Always. There is no way to prepare. He imagines absolute awareness on the other side. He wonders, as we all do, how it comes to you that you are dead. We were distracted by the fluid writing edge. There is an absoluteness to surprise, he thinks. He applies this simple thought to the problem of how to load the shot. Incredibly slowly, our view begins to slide. It begins as a problem. We are enchanted by the park and all its details, frozen, broken on the right edge by the body of the person very close, blurred, moving rhythmically. How can it begin to change? How can the beginning go unnoticed? How can it pass from one state to another? Is it possible, if one already has a certain experience of life, to start directly on the bed? Or is there danger involved in trying to do advanced practices without having the proper foundation? They came to believe that unless one has actually gone through the preliminary experiences, conclusions may be drawn on the basis of insufficient information, and that these conclusions may produce just the opposite effect of the one which is intended. In other words, one never knows. And so the view begins to slide anyway, as they say, sliding eastward, turning eastward. The particulars moving left to right across the frame. Parade of sorts. And it comes to rest, finally, on the road, the street that holds the park. We are still obsessed. We are not relieved. This view is no different. How could it be? Except that we have moved off the body of the person, very close and blurred, and every edge is wrong. and there is some machine approaching, wider than it is high, as they say. A pack of motorcycles, a herd of elephants, a tribe of Bedouins, something from the east, barely moving in a cloud of haze and heat and dust, in utmost telephoto, cold and green and flat. The idea of the slit, the eye of the needle.
Social experience to listen to recorded music in this way, especially more kind of prolonged introspective pieces like this, with no visual information to hold on to, so you're kind of left with yourself in a social space. It creates some interesting dynamics.
Potentially horrible.
I was looking a bit on the land.
Yeah, interesting.
No, but it was nice. What kind of cover would you have made for this record?
If I were to make a cover,
yeah.
I think it would have to be pretty discreet. I find the music really sort of. Yeah, I find it discreet, so it shouldn't be too like in your face. So maybe the concept of one color is always good. Potentially, maybe something greenish with all the park. Maybe like a early 8-bit graphic computer design trees or something.
Do you like that?
Maybe a small pond. Yeah, it would be good.
No, but I think it's interesting for a record like this, which is, as I said, it's kind of, I mean, it's telling a story, but at the same time, it's a very like introspective listening experience. You partake in a story, it creates very vivid imagery, and
the story repeats itself, and it bites itself in a tail, and the music doesn't go anywhere, and they don't actually play together in a way.
Mm.
It's like three very distinct voices in the piece, and like the piano and the drums they don't lock together in the voice, except for this one point where there's counting, which is sort of synchronized.
Sort of. But it's very much like this is recorded music. It's intended as a recorded piece. It even refers to it being. Refers to it not being a record but a story, but he makes the aesthetic choice to sell this in. I mean, now we don't have the cover here, but to show it briefly in a very like completely non-descriptive way, really, with this kind of darker shade of yellow and the name and some more like text information, almost like. We were talking about the 78 records in the early 1900s, which just came in a brown bag with the text on it, and this is almost
the same.
So it's an interesting take. Like this is what the mid 70s and the cover art and the visual representation of the record is at its height.
I think he's serious, but he's also very subtle, I'm not so good in English, but he is funny. He has funny timing, I think. There's something really like almost Chaplin-esque, like someone carrying a ladder, hitting people and being ooh. In a musical way, yeah. There's like an element of comedy to it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was also very like a prolonged state, sort of meditation-ish thing. Mm. We sort of keep balancing this one thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Another record which has like palms on the cover, like the tree. What's it called? Palm? Palm?
Palm trees, yeah.
And it's a, sort of almost a kind of like vacation-esque vibe to it, like a bar pianist, or like in the shopping center where there's a guy playing piano every Saturday.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it did have some connections to the punk scene as well.
Yeah, he
so
also played with Stooges and stuff.
Yeah, so it makes sense that he's maybe being a bit ironic about it.
Yeah, a little both, maybe.
But with the social situation, does it feel, is it different for you? Like, is it, as a musician and a producer, is the sound the everything there is to it? Or in a situation like this where we sit down and listen, is it some like different element with actually putting on a record or playing this
off
the internet?
It's very different. I think whenever you listen to something together with someone, you sort of automatically adopt their sort of way of listening, I think.
Mm.
So it's a very different experience to work on something on your own and then you have someone enter the room and you play it to them and it feels entirely different.
Yeah.
And you learn so much about all the dubious choices you made during the last couple of hours.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking now about here and now, you play one vinyl record and you play this. Streaming is there a difference for you? Like, what is your relation to the vinyl record compared to the ease of the digital availability of music?
Yeah, a vinyl record is like carrying drinks on a tray, being sort of mindful not to stumble and fall, and especially when you try to cue up track two on a vinyl record, your fingers start to shake a little and you hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
While like my entire body language way of handling a phone is so throwaway, it's like which is sort of horrible that it's our maybe main way of communicating when every gesture is like away, fuck this, close, yes, more. And also when putting music on, my iPhone is like way less care than a vinyl record.
Mm.
And also listening with 15, 20 people in a room like this is sort of, okay, I should maybe pick this piece because it's long and it doesn't do anything. And start like, fucking idiot. the social experience of listening to music is very different from the personal, or like the listening in solo and listening with other people is, I find very different.